You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news, as usual, to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start today's show off with some bad news?
Well, some thieves stole a duffel bag and they didn't realize it was filled with pythons.
24-inch pythons?
No, unfortunately. Not cool muscles belonging to Hulk Hogan. In this case, it was actual pythons in a bag in San Jose, California on Saturday. There's four pythons and a rare lizard, according to Brian Gundy, who is the reptile breeder who owns the bag. And by the way, what level of creep do you have to be a reptile breeder?
A Brian Gundy level of creep. I mean, his name just sounds creepy.
He said he'd just given a talk at a local library. Said the snakes and the lizard in the bag are worth about $5,000, but mostly he just wants to get them back because he's worried about them. He's afraid that the thieves opened the bag and saw the snakes and might have just abandoned them.
Yeah.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Quote, that's exactly what happened.
Not everyone knows how to take care of reptiles. I have a concern for them. The sad thing is, it happened on my birthday.
Oh, no. Sorry, Brian.
These are animals that I hatched. They are my babies.
Oh, shut up.
End quote.
Like, maybe you should have left your babies in a hot-ass car then.
True.
Right?
Like, you ever leave your baby in a hot-ass car, Dave?
Of course not.
Your fur baby, Audrey, do you leave them in?
Air-conditioned.
Your Tommy Bahama shirts, Mahoney?
I'd put them in the trunk so people
right.
don't see them.
That's right.
Because I know they'll come in, they'll swipe them up. You don't leave a bag in your back seat, man. That is on you.
Especially, like, can you imagine how awful it would be to be that lizard? You're surrounded by five pythons?
Yeah.
You know they're in cahoots? Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, sounds like a good Friday night to me. Oh, I'm stuck in a duffel bag with a bunch of snakes. Howdy.
Well, good evening.
I don't know why that snake is Southern.
Well, hello, boys.
Southern and gay, apparently. All
right. Oh, no. He's just he's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman?
He's a gentleman. A proper gentleman.
I don't know anybody from the South that sounds like
that. Would you like to dance to Charleston with me?
Oh, my God.
Wearing a C-sucker suit. Which, by the way.
More like an S-sucker suit.
C-sucker, as a pattern, garbage pattern. I'm just going to say it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just going to say it.
I didn't expect this conversation to go there based on the stolen snakes in San Jose, but all right.
here we are. Seersucker sucks.
Stolen snakes in San Jose and seersucker sucks.
Sucks. So the good news today is a dog saved his owner from a devastating fire.
See, now this is a story I can get behind.
A brave dog named
Curly.
Those
snakes wouldn't have saved their owner, Brian Gundy, from a fire. They would have let his ass
burn.
They would
have let him burn.
They would have let him burn. But this good boy,
Curly, saved his owner from a house fire that destroyed part of their home in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Rand said that Curly had an animal shelter 3 years ago, is where he found him, and they have been best of friends ever since. Rand, a Vietnam vet, lives by himself, woke up Monday morning only after his dog began poking him with his nose. I got up, started walking around. Soon I realized, oh, there's a bunch of smoke in the hallway. That's when I saw the flames through the side window. He's able to get out of the house with good old Curly.
Oh, hell yeah,
called Curly. 911. Fire department said the belongings in the house, lots of them were damaged, but they were able to save a number of things, including his war medals.
Mm-hmm.
And now Rand says that his home looks like a disaster, the fire damage extensive, but thankfully no one or no thing was hurt in the fire.
I mean, see, and going back to the seersucker thing, I associate seersuckers with southern snakes. You know what I associate with Curly?
Mm.
One of the finest fashion patterns to ever grace the runway, a houndstooth.
Oh, I thought you were going to say curly fries from Arby's. Those are good, too.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Don't you dare say that's not a fashion statement. Curly fries from Arby's absolutely are a fashion statement.
Houndstooth, way better than seersucker. You heard it here first. That's all I'm saying. I've been watching a lot of Tim Gunn stuff and those shows where they...
You've been watching Southern Charmed, haven't you?
Okay, I've been watching Southern Charmed.
Lots of drama this season?
Damn it, Thomas Ravenel. You're so bad, but you're so good. I can't quit you.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, the year was 2000. My sister fell in love with a tall volleyball player from another school. Mm-hmm. Was this you, bro? I mean, if it was, you missed out because I'm an amazing brother-in-law.
Message deleted.
Unless your sister was my high school girlfriend, I highly doubt I was the handsome young volleyball player that she fell in love with my senior year of high school.
He didn't say the volleyball player fell back in love with her. She may have been a secret admirer of yours. Maybe she just fell in love with you and you had no idea.
I doubt it. We didn't do travel. We weren't that good. We just stayed in St. Louis.
Never got out much.
No.
And you're desperately looking for anyone that would give you any sort of affection.
Man, you know, I'll tell you this. I tried out for this, my sophomore year. I tried out for a travel volleyball club that, like, in the off season.
Where would this travel volleyball club go?
All over the Midwest. We'd go to big cities like Des Moines, Iowa.
Damn.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, look out.
Macomb, Illinois.
Oh, look out.
Kansas City, Kansas.
Beautiful.
and I didn't make it. It really hurt my feelings.
You didn't make it, huh?
I did not. It's really sad.
Please leave a message after
the
tone.
So now hold on to that 20 years later.
Can we all just, like, stop printing things on paper? Is that possible? Like, this needs to stop immediately. Like, how are we still doing it? And the fact that we're still doing it is frankly astonishing. Like, we need trees, right?
Message deleted.
Yeah, I think there's a balance there, buddy. I don't know if you just need to altogether stop printing things on paper. Paper is pretty convenient.
I love having black and white something in my hand. Mm-hmm. I'm like that with my CDs.
Mm-hmm.
I like that with my DVD. I actually have a giant DVD collection. Who watches DVDs anymore?
You still have them.
How many DVDs do you think you have?
Oh, God, like hundreds?
So I threw out almost all my DVDs except
for... You threw
for,
them out?
Oh, yeah. Well, donated them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's different.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
It's pretty close.
Totally.
But I kept, like, the Lord of the Rings extended version and then, like, my Sopranos box set. That's it. Everything else... gone.
I did the same thing. I donated them. Just took them all. I'm like, I'm never going to watch any of these. And there's a bunch that
were
on the shelf that were still in the plastic.
Yeah.
I'm like, never.
Well, we got a lot of free ones, too. So, I mean, yeah. At least there is that. But we're those suckers that will continue to buy Indiana Jones on VHS, on DVD, Blu-ray, Laserdisc, and now on Apple TV or whatever streaming service of your choice. The streaming service is the way to go. If Apple ever goes belly up, you know... I've dropped a couple, you know, several hundreds of dollars on movies on there. I probably have, like, you know, 80 or 90 movies on my streaming service.
Yeah, I think you're pretty safe there. I don't think Apple's going to go belly up.
For now.
Yeah.
For now.
You're probably all right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Seeing as it's Halloween time, I got a question for all four of you in the studio. If you could star in any horror movie to which your character is killed off, which horror film icon would you want your character killed off by?
Message deleted.
So I was thinking about this. Ooh. Can I start with somebody or something that I would absolutely hate to be a part of?
Sure. Yeah.
Like any haunted house, like I don't want to step foot in. Like I'm not going to the Amityville horror movies.
So
hell no. I'm not going
to be killed by
slow and drawn out and haunted.
Saw or something like
no,
that.
No, Jigsaw. Yeah. No way. Yeah. Maybe who's like just really fast and furious?
I mean,
Michael Myers.
But he chases you. I just want to.
That's drawn
like,
out. Like
I just want to. Is it the
Jason
ring?
From Friday the 13th? You know, you occasionally just get whacked.
Yeah, I just want to like open a door and go oops, and then just fall.
Scream.
The guy from Scream. Yeah,
guy
yeah.
from Scream.
Okay, good.
Skeet
so Scream.
Spoiler.
That's my pick then. If Scream will just come down from the AC vents and just like. Spook
quick,
me.
Get
real
you in
quick.
The back of the neck, yeah.
I would like to be murdered by the all time classic. If you remember back to the year of 2014 when Bikini Swamp Girl Massacre came out, that's how I would like
that's
to
That's how
die.
You'd like to go?
That's how I would
Ian,
like to
Ian, who's taking you out, man?
I would like to be taken in a Sharknado, please.
Is that a horror movie? You think that's a horror?
Well, it's a scary thing to think
it's
about.
It's a thriller. Yeah.
Either that or Freddy, just because I think him and I would get along.
If I was going to get killed by a character from a classic horror
dead.
Movie.
I'd be dead in 4 seconds from Freddy because it's like, I'm just taking a nap. I'm tired. I'm not staying up. I'm done.
Just kill me in my sleep. Now, if I was going to get killed by a classic character from a horror movie, it'd probably be Jenna Jameson.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Horror or what?
Wait, I don't get it. Am I supposed to get it?
Hey,
okay.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, guys, I know that we were a little critical of China yesterday and, you know, how they are abusing their citizens and they have no regard for human rights, but we need to slow our roll. In fact, a Chinese newspaper has come out and issued a warning to global brands to, quote, stay out of politics if they know what's good for
them. Goodness gracious. Okay.
Yeah, so, if we know what's good for us. This is like what the mob does. You're not the mob of the world, China. You don't get to tell the rest of the world what we can and can't do. And if we're going to shine a spotlight on the horrible atrocities that you're committing on your own people, we will.
Hell yeah. Woo, you just gave me goosebumps.
Look out.
Whoa. Mahoney. Also, taking down China with his words.
Also, I am never going to go to China and visit Shanghai Disney.
Yes.
At this point, because they'll probably lock me up and detain me and do unspeakable things to journalists, because that's what horrible countries do.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just journalists, their own people, too.
Yeah.
If you disagree with them, they'll just throw you in jail, and the whole social credit thing where if you aren't afforded enough money, because it's really just a handout system in China for those that are wealthy, they have the upper hand on everything. And if you aren't lucky enough to be one of those people, then no matter how hard you work, there is no opportunity to get
ahead. You want to hear something crazy? Yesterday, I was reading a report about if you're a Muslim and you live in China, if you want to go visit your family in another country, you have to leave a member of your family behind as collateral with the government so you can travel.
Because they're worried that you're going to be a terrorist.
Because
and
just because come, yeah, what yeah. you believe in, they yeah. think you're going to be a
that
terrorist.
Makes you a terrorist.
You know what? You know who the terrorists are in that situation? Your government.
What a terrible idea, wow. too. I definitely have a least favorite family member I'd leave behind.
I'm out. Sorry, Dana.
Sorry, Jake. So three STIs have hit historic highs in the United States. The CDC is saying that more than 1.7 million cases of chlamydia were reported last year. That's one you had, right?
Yeah, like 15 years ago.
That's the one that you can get rid of, like, that's with antibiotics, right?
They actually, I think they're working on a thing where you can't even get it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So chlamydia you can get rid of with antibiotics,
just a little shake.
I mean, isn't that the case for most of them? And the reason why the super gonorrhea is problematic
that
is because
one,
it doesn't respond to antibiotics.
Yeah, you don't want that.
In most cases, like with gonorrhea.
Syphilis, too, right? No, can you get rid of syphilis?
Yeah, you can.
Syphilis.
Penicillin used to kill all of them, but they've evolved.
Yeah, 35,000 cases of syphilis, 580,000 cases of gonorrhea reported last year.
Oh. It's old people, man.
Yeah, and the CDC said that they see an alarming rise in newborn deaths from syphilis, with 100 infants dying of the disease in 2018. So
that's
that
horrible.
Is really, really sad.
Wow.
The rates of gonorrhea reached their highest number since 1991, increasing 5% between 2017 and 2018. In 2018, an astonishing, they said, 35,000 confirmed cases of the disease. Syphilis rates rose by 15%, with about 35,000 cases of the most contagious forms of the disease being reported, also the most since 1991.
Yeah, it's crazy out there, but a lot of this is because people are getting tested more. Also, number two, old folks' homes, man, they are just they don't give a damn. They do not give a damn.
Is this on the old people?
Oh yeah, no, there's a surprising, astonishing high percentage of like old folks' homes people who are single who have STDs.
Yeah, because they don't care. It's like you're
like I'm 70. I don't
you're
care.
70,
if I get,
75,
if
80
I get
years
herpes.
Old, and then somebody wants to hook up.
Yeah,
and also the advent of ED drugs like Viagra and Cialis and all that.
And it's because there's so many fewer men,
right?
And there are women, so
they're a hot commodity in those old folks' homes, and they don't care. Like you certainly can't get pregnant at that point, so just go get it on.
Yeah, but like, what a way to go with syphilis going straight to your brain.
I mean, whatever.
There's worse ways.
Yeah, I guess there's Jigsaw and the Ring Girl. Yeah.
So customers may have had their credit card information stolen in another data breach affecting 6,500 stores. According to ZDNet, multiple cybersecurity firms have confirmed that the hack of Volusion, a software company that claims to provide infrastructure to more than 30,000 merchants, may have been another one that was hacked.
Cool.
So, I mean, I just don't know, like, how this ever stops. Is it just going to be a constant chase for the rest of our lives with having to get new debit cards and new credit cards and change out all the information on all these sites because...
I'm fine with that just as long as I'm not held responsible if my information gets stolen.
Yeah.
Like, they need to have, like, if my identity gets stolen and it's one of these companies' faults... You know, then they need to be responsible. That's where I draw the line at. You know, like there needs to be laws in place across the entire world that let us, you know, that deal with this sort of thing. You know, because it's like right now my identity gets compromised. Who's on the hook for it? I am, even though I've done everything in my power to do, you know, to prevent things like my credit's frozen, I don't use sketchy ATMs, I only use credit cards in certain places. Like,
you don't use sketchy ATMs? What do you mean?
Like weird place, like if you don't go overseas and use ATMs.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
Oh.
Like, you're not supposed to. Like, you're supposed to get your money out beforehand at your bank and then go over there, and that's, you know.
You're supposed to carry a whole bunch of cash with you. So if you're ever thinking about robbing Mahoney as he's headed on vacation, make sure you get him. Because he's got all of the money that he's going to have for the entire trip.
He had some worry
you
in his face.
You want to know where I keep that money? Good luck. It ain't green, I'll tell you that much.
You have to put on one of those, like, cow insemination gloves that go up your shoulder. You're like, come here, buddy. I need that money.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Cheaper than what I would have to pay for that anyway. Win-win.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Jessica's joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Jessica? How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. So what are your favorite movies, just so we have some reference here?
I love Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs. Big Tarantino movie fan, like Inglourious Basterds was amazing.
Did you like the new Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I have not gotten to see it yet.
Go see it. If you like Tarantino, you'll love it. Know something about the Manson murders, though, before going into it.
So here's how this game works. I've got a total of five quotes for you. If you get three or more correct today, you're going to be our winner. I'll play each quote for you. You can make your guess, or if you need to hear it a second time, I'll be happy to play it for you once more. But you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after I play it for you the second time. Again, 3 out of 5 makes you a winner today. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go with quote number one. Good luck.
What an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack. At Augusta, he's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. Well, you got all of that.
Is that Happy Gilmore?
No, unfortunately, it's not. It is a golf movie.
Yeah, give her a half point.
Oh, yeah, we'll give her a half
point. It's one of those golf movies, girlfriend. I'm there with you.
One of two golf movies that anybody has ever seen.
I'm with you, Jessica. Yeah.
No, I will say Ten Cup, also a good golf movie.
Yes.
Yeah, Caddyshack is correct. Here we go on to number two.
You can be my wingman anytime. Oh, you can be mine.
I want to say Top Gun because... Wingman, but I don't know if that's right.
It is.
Wow.
Nice, yeah. Jessica.
Okay.
Oh, Jessica.
Okay. 1.5 points. Still doing very well. Still doing very well.
Here we go on to number three.
All Hallows Eve has become a night of frolic. Oh. Where children wear costumes and run amok.
That's Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. I can't believe you got that.
Yes, it is. What do you mean,
wow.
Jessica?
Yeah,
that was
about?
Awesome.
Every basic person in America.
Basic
is,
excuse.
Oh, my God.
Jessica, should we go fight him right now?
Wow.
Drink your White Claws on Halloween and watch Hocus Pocus.
And I will.
Your pumpkin
that sounds awesome. Can I come over? Hello. 2.5 points. You're doing great. Here we go. On to number four.
So I had a wife. Beautiful. Who tells me I ought to smile more? So, I stick a razor in my mouth. And you know what? She can't stand the sight of me.
That's Batman. The Dark Knight Rises.
You're awesome at this game. Yeah, you are.
Technically, it was The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight, but I started hitting the button before you said Rises. So.
Close enough. It's a half point.
Yeah, whatever. That's all you need. Well done, Jessica. You nailed it today.
Wow.
Thanks.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That means that you're going to go see some Thom Yorke over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on Saturday, October 26. Tickets on sale at CosmopolitanLasVegas.com, but you get yours for free. Thanks for playing today. We appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
Do you guys know anyone that's addicted to a video game or video games?
I've been addicted to video games in the past.
Yeah?
My husband, for sure.
Okay. Well, Fortnite is one that certainly has gotten a lot of people hooked. And a Montreal legal firm has requested authorization to launch a class action lawsuit against the widely popular video game. A legal notice filed on behalf of the parents of two minors, aged 10 and 15, likens the effects of the game to cocaine, saying it releases the chemical dopamine to the brain of vulnerable young people who then become dependent on playing.
So if you're a 10-year-old, where did you get the money to get the system to play the video game? Where did you get the money to get the TV to play the system on? Where did you get the money for the electricity to power the house that you're playing the game on?
So they're saying that much like tobacco companies back in the day got sued because they didn't adequately warn people of the addictive nature.
Video games have been out forever.
It's basically the same legal basis, they said. Nope. It is centered on the idea that there was a ruling in a suit back in 2015 saying that tobacco companies needed to do a better job of warning people of how addictive the products can
be. You want to know why tobacco companies got sued? Because they didn't tell us that it gives you lung cancer and gives you cancer. I played a lot of video games in my day. Never got lung cancer. Been playing them for almost damn near 40 years.
Isn't it crazy that 50 years ago, tobacco companies used to actually roll out doctors that would say that smoking was good for you?
I don't know if it was 50 years ago, but like
60 years ago, sure.
You know, it was like, oh, it's not bad for you.
Yeah, no, it's fine if you just smoke this way. And, oh, do the filterless, you know. And, okay. But doctors on the take from Big Tobacco.
I mean, filterless are better for you than non-filtered. Or filterless are better than filtered. The filter has a bunch of chemicals in it. It's like if you smoke a cigar, you know. It's much cleaner than it is if you're smoking the processed stuff through a filter.
Says the guy who smokes cigars.
Are you advocating for Big Cigar
now? No, I wouldn't suggest anybody start smoking cigars because it's an expensive habit.
But, I don't know. The women love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Everyone's like, come here. Let me
just. She's the only woman I've ever met.
Wait, are you serious?
No, I do. I seriously love the way cigars smell. I love the way that a dude looks whenever he's smoking a cigar. I think it's sexy. I'm here for it.
You'll straight up tongue kiss your husband after he smokes a cigar.
We don't really tongue kiss before the cigars.
You're married.
My wife makes me take a shower before I get back in bed. Or before I get in bed.
Maybe
get
I'm back just in filthy.
Bed. I like
Maybe
that
I'm
you roll
terrible.
Out of bed in the middle of the night. You're like, I don't need to go smoke a cigar, baby.
But those are two completely different things. The video game stuff, like, have some personal responsibility on something like that. Like, again, you're allowing your kids to play these games. You're the one who bought the stuff for them. Those kids should sue you for being dumb parents.
Or even just, I don't know, why are they bringing it out with Fortnite whenever World of Warcraft, and there's been games before.
World of Warcraft's way more addictive than Fortnite. And
like,
set up.
There are so many more video games that have been, like harmful to children. You know what I mean? Like, before this.
They're all addictive if you just
Candy Crush, Farmville.
Yes. Yeah. I should sue Candy Crush for all the money I've spent on that app. So a homeowner thought that something had broken into their house. Turns out it was just a goat in the bathroom. Deputies responded to a home in Sullivan Township in Ohio on October 4th after the homeowner reported that their sliding glass door was shattered, according to the sheriff's office. After going through the house, investigators just found a goat with large horns inside of the back bathroom. The goat was eventually removed from the house and placed inside of a dog cage. Officials from the Humane Society tracked the owner of the goat down to a nearby property. It was reported missing several days earlier.
It's funny, usually when I eat goat, I end up in a bathroom.
Oh, goat smells so bad, too.
What, you eat goat?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it like a...
Really?
Yeah.
You've never had goat?
Like is it a Greek? Like,
There's lamb, there's goat. They eat a bunch of, you know, it's gamey.
I had baby goat the other day. Wasn't really that great.
What's wrong with you?
What? It wasn't that great. It was really gamey. I didn't like it.
Did they advertise it as a baby goat?
Yeah. And I watched it be cooked, and that's what it sounded like.
Oh, my God.
You watched it cooked?
What do they call a baby goat, a kid?
Oh, my God.
So you ate a kid the other day?
This is the terrible. Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You're a monster, man.
You're probably wearing
pajamas. Dave, the worst part is you're the one that recommended the restaurant. It's at the Palms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They serve children at the Palms?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever had a Karen moment yourself? You know, we talk about the Karen Chronicles here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show regularly, where people complain because they feel entitled. But all of us from time to time will feel entitled, at least to just normal service, right? And when we don't get that, all of us have a breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us aren't afraid to talk about that breaking point, which is exactly what we're seeing today. You can text us 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. Holly, to start us off, brilliant one. I have to pull a Karen at Walmart a couple of times because I've been in the store at the counter in various departments and have waited for 5 minutes or more for an employee to assist me. When no one shows up, I call the store, ask for the manager, tell them where I am and how long I've been waiting, and they always send somebody right over. Total Karen power move.
I don't know if you've been waiting for 5 or more minutes and you're not yelling. I don't know if that's a Karen move, though. I like that move. I don't feel like you're out of bounds with that, right?
You think that she should have just like been screaming from where she was?
No, I think she handled it in an appropriate manner.
Waited patiently. You know,
no, man,
way,
you yeah. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
No, I'm walking around trying to find somebody at that point.
Tim said, off the top of my head, complain about the on the border server that was eating food over the food pickup station. I saw that. The McDonald's drive-through cashier that was having a bad day and underhand tossed my food bag at me. I mean, at least it was underhand.
And I'll take a fastball of fries right to the face.
Throw it as hard as you can. And the Honda dealer that wouldn't give me my license back after a test drive because they were trying to sell me a car.
Oh, no. I would lose my ish on that. Like, that is... I don't even know if you have a Karen moment. I have a meltdown. Give me my damn license back.
A Mahoney meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That is shady. Like, that's a way. If you're the type of car dealer that would do that, you're going to just lose all sorts of business.
Right.
Because they're going to tell everybody they know, and then us.
Michelle said,
"Tell everybody we know."
Yeah.
Luckily for you, we only know like 4 people.
Michelle said, "At Walmart, I asked several employees that were just standing around if they would mind opening another checkout because, you know, 80 registers, 3 of them open." Mm-hmm. When the third person told me I doubted, I said, "Well, could you go ahead and put this full basket of groceries back then?" And walked out.
Nice.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You feel like you hurt yourself on that one.
I know, you just wasted so much time shopping.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So all of us have a breaking point, right? And all of us have that Karen moment where we freak out and we just have had enough and we're going to let the manager know and we're not going to take no for an answer, regardless of how many times that we hear it. Mike joining us this morning. What was your Karen moment, Mike?
So I had a problem with my cell phone bill, and I actually had somebody on the phone with me, but they were trying to sell me, you know, extra services, but I kept trying to explain to them, you know, I'm having a problem with my bill, so I don't need extra services at this moment. But and eventually I told them, if you ask me about another service one more time, I'm just going to keep asking for your supervisor, and they did that. I just kept saying the word supervisor, and they got somebody else on the phone.
Sounds like you've got more cell phone problems with your phone than your bill as well.
You did not get these problems resolved on that call. But I do kind of use sort of start going supervisor, 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 supervisor. Mm-hmm. When you're on the phone with somebody and you have a problem that they're supposed to be solving and they're trying to sell you crap,
dealing with the cable company one time, mm-hmm. and I was canceling. I was done. I was like, I'm done with you. I'm done with this. You know, I'm paying a ridiculous amount. I'm done. And the guy, or actually I was trying to downgrade, and the guy kept trying to talk me out of it. And I'm like, no, man, I just want to cancel. It went on for 20 minutes. And it gets to a point where you're just like, dude, shut up. Just shut your face. Like, I want to talk to a manager. You can't talk to a manager. I am the manager. And it got to that point, and at this point, I'm like, okay, you do whatever you want to do. Got his name, then went to the president of that cable company and made a, and like, because they record these calls. I'm like, Go listen to this. I've never been like more upset with one of your employees in my entire life. And I think I got the guy fired.
Did you?
Which I mean,
in that case, he probably deserved to be fired.
Because he was being a dick, too. Yeah. And I'm just like, he's like, well, you clearly use the internet all the time. I'm like, man, I'm changing the thing. I'm moving to Texas. Like, what's going on? Like, just stop.
So there was a situation where my mother-in-law, my wife's mom, she had a fire in her condo, and so she had to move out of her condo and move into this place, and the insurance covered, you know, the cost of where she had to stay temporarily in Seattle for a while, but it's a big pain in the butt, you know, as you imagine. Yeah.
Well, one, if your house catches fire, that sucks.
Terrible.
And you have to vacate the premise, that sucks. But having to deal with the insurance company is never...
So she's dealing with the insurance company, and she gets moved into this new place, and it's like through this company that does... Airbnb, but they're like a separate company from that. And in Seattle, it's just this huge racket up there. And she had booked this place and it was like $7,000
for
the course of the stay. And what she found out from the company that was renovating her condo after the fire is that it was going to be a couple of more days that they needed to complete the job. And she found this on relatively early on into her stay. And so she went to revise her stay in this app. And she hit modify, and it said, are you sure you want to change your dates? And when she hit yes, it canceled the whole thing. And so she went to call them. They're like, oh, no, sorry. You're going to have to rebook for a whole new $7,000. And she's like, wait a minute. So you're saying that, like, all this time that I paid for, with the exception of the 2 days, they're like, yeah, sorry, that's the policy. That's how it works.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, she calls my wife, and she's crying. She's just distraught. I mean, you're talking about thousands of dollars.
$7,000 is a ton of money. And if you were going to stay at the same place.
All she wanted to do was extend it by 2 days. Yes. And they were like, nope, it's $7,000 out the window. Even if you leave today, you don't get refunded any of the money.
That's such a dirty business practice.
Such a dirty business practice. So I'm like, hang on a second. So I find out this company, and I look up like who the chief executives are. And I found the guy who actually is the founder of the company's information.
Did you hunt him down and murder him?
On Facebook.
Because that's what...
Because he had posted something on some random Facebook page. I just started Googling and then figuring out who this guy was.
In a rage. You were just...
Yeah, and I figured out what his actual personal email address is, because he'd posted it on some Facebook page because he'd left his credit card somewhere.
Oh.
And was so he doing a Karen moment, too?
He had a Karen moment as well. So I'm like, well, he'll understand this. Uh-huh. And so I reached out to him directly. And what do you know? 10 minutes later... She gets a phone call. Hey, sorry, this is a different manager. We want to resolve this for you right away. I'm like, why does it take, like, for just normal business practices to be pushed through? You have to find somebody and complain at the highest level. Like, people just don't have that decency. They're just willing to rip people off.
Some people, think about it. Like, my grandparents or, you know, your grandparents would probably just call it a day. You know,
just give up on it.
At a certain point, because it's like, what can we do? You know, and no. Man,
it's infuriating.
I am angry right now. I want to go find that company and burn it down.
They are terrible.
Not just like on like with their Yelp reviews and their Google reviews. Like physically burn it down.
A different Mike joining us. What's up, man?
So I had DirecTV and they offered me a promotion to get the NFL Sunday ticket in Red Zone, right?
Oh boy.
I'm like, okay, I'll do that. They're like, you sign up, it's good for the year.
They did it to me too, Mike.
They turned it off. I'm like, they're like, oh no, it's just a trial. I'm like, you son of a. And so I called them, and they're not allowed to hang up on you. If you tell them, they say, have I satisfied you to the best of my ability today? If you say no, they can't hang up on you. I kept them on the phone for 50 minutes. Like 100 times. I went through like 30 supervisors, and the last guy told me, nobody will help you. No one will help you. Finally, I let him off the phone after, you know, 50 minutes or so. I called right back, and the next girl I got helped me in like 4 minutes, and they ended up paying me $10 a month to keep it.
Good for you, man. Good for you, Mike.
Anytime.
When you get a victory like that, oh, it is so satisfying.
But anytime like a company like that calls you and offers you promotion, I'm like, this is going to be a scam.
Always a scam.
It's like it's going to add another like $8,000 onto my bill in like 2 months.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. This one, Mario said, never, ever, ever do I give anyone a poor review online. If I'm going to be miserable, all of you MFers are going to be miserable too.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
You're a son of a bitch, Mike.
Five stars and recommendations like a mother trucker.
You're evil.
Don't you do that too, Dave? Is what you said the other day.
Sometimes. If it's like a really, really, really bad Uber driver, oh, five stars all day.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Ian, you seem like a generally happy guy. Have you ever had a Karen moment?
Not really, to be honest with you. The last time I Karened out was at Macy's. I was with my sister, who is actually 4 years old, and the lady was just giving her sass. So I had to defend my little sister. And say, hey, that's not how you treat a child.
What kind of adult gives sass to a four-year-old?
Well, given my sister is crazy also. She was, like, tearing clothes down and stuff like that. But let her do her thing. She's
a kid.
God,
that's so what she was kids reprimanding, do. She was reprimanding someone else's child?
Yeah, that's exactly what she was doing.
Oh,
did you go
no.
pick up all the clothes she ripped off, though?
Hell no, dude. I actually threw a couple more items down.
Oh, you're a piece of garbage.
You suck. You're the worst.
Come on.
You are a garbage
person.
I want
to get Karen on you right now.
Uh-huh.
Audrey, what about you?
I mean, I've had a couple, actually.
Yeah.
But it's more so just because, like, with, like, the customer service experience. So the most recent one actually was, like, a DirecTV type of deal. But that guy, Mike, who we were just talking to on the phone, said that he only had him on the phone for 15 minutes. I had him on the phone for an hour and a half.
No, he said 50.
Oh, 50?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
Still,
so, yeah,
pales
hour and
in
half.
Comparison to the hour and a
so
half.
So you did 90 minutes?
Oh, I did 90 minutes and then recalled back. I was so angry. I was, like, screaming on the phone.
What
I
happened
so
with
angry.
Yours?
So they called me, kind of did the same thing, but I have the NFL Sunday package. Like, mm-hmm. I actually pay for that. But they called me, and it was DirecTV, and they were like, yeah, so thanks so much for being such a loyal customer over the past year. We actually want to give you HBO and Cinemax and all of these movie channels for a year. Yeah, I was like, okay, Cinemax past 10 p.m.
What's that? Cinemax. Bikini Cops 3.
Here are all of these free movie channels for the year. And I was like, oh, awesome, sweet. There's no, like, cancellation, like, date or deadline that I need to be, like, aware of. No, this is just a thank you. I get a like my next bill is almost $100 more in the next month, and I'm calling and I'm like, give me my money back. Like, I'm freaking out over the phone because yeah. I mean,
they say it's gonna be for a year and then a month later
charge me $100.
That's wild.
Yeah. So I'm screaming at the people on the phone. It's kind of like the same thing. Give me your supervisor. Oh, let's put you on hold. On hold.
Did you end up getting it back?
Freaking out. Yeah, they gave me $10 back and then, like, a credit for the next month. And they were like, just call back next month.
No,
yeah,
I don't want to call back next month. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like,
you
I
waste my time.
I would have given
man.
Up, yeah. probably.
I was screaming.
Just because I don't want to sit on the phone for 90 minutes to try to fight, like, oh, God.
Desiree said I went to a restaurant downtown with a bunch of friends and family that was from out of town. There was about 10 of us. And somebody offered to pick up the check. Mother-in-law did. We all pitched in cash for the tip. The bill came about $300. She still tipped $20 on the credit card. And the waiter, all he noticed was the $20 and not the stack of close to $100 on the table, and started yelling at her on a bill that large and a group that size, his tip should be at least $70. I grabbed the cash and stormed past him to the front and asked for the manager and told him that this was going to be his tip, but now he can kiss my ass. He kept trying to say that we misunderstood him, but I told him, no, I heard you perfectly.
Oh my gosh!
Look, I would get rid of the $20 too.
Oh yeah.
As somebody that has worked in the service industry, like we all have, it sucks if you don't get a tip.
You don't demand it.
But you don't go storming after the customer. Yeah.
You sit there and you
complain
in
the kitchen with your friends.
Yes.
You go and sulk and eat sad French fries in the kitchen. You don't go screaming at customers.
Yeah, Mahoney, your last Karen moment.
Well.
Or the most impressive.
I mean, the most impressive, I would say. It was a Karen moment. I melted down inside of a Smash Burger right when they were opening up. I don't know if you guys have ever been to a Smash Burger. I like good burgers.
Good
really,
fries.
Really like them. Me and our friend John Manley, I had just picked him up from the airport. He had just got back from Chicago, and I was dropping him off at his apartment, which is right over near a Smash Burger. And so we stopped there on the way home from the airport to grab some food.
Okay.
He leaves his phone in the restaurant, and we, like, as we're walking out to the car, he's like, oh my God, where's my phone? I'm like, oh, well, maybe we left it in the car. We searched the entire car top to bottom. I'm calling it. I'm not hearing it, not hearing any vibrations. We're like, it has to be in the restaurant, because He called me when he landed. So it's like, or right when he was picking, right when
so
I was
picking
him up.
So you had to triangulate it.
You had like a 15-minute window.
It has to be, we went from the airport where you text me or called me to let me know which pylon you were standing near. And now we're inside of a Smashburger. Turns out somebody, one of the employees there, had snagged the phone.
Oh, no.
And we had gone back in. Hey, did anybody find a phone? And they're like, nope, nobody found a phone. And then that's when we went back to the car, searched the car. And then we get back in, and I'm like, are you sure nobody found a phone? Like, we were only in here. Or can you, like, see if somebody, you know.
Accident. You're trying to give them the out, like, accidentally picked it up or
something.
And
one of the guys starts to get a little fishy. So I call the number, like, while I'm standing at the front, and I hear the phone start to vibrate, like, under the counter. And the moment I hear it, I lose my mind. Like, I literally, like, it goes from just normal, like, kind of like, hey, man, what's going on, to pure unadulterated rage, like pure white, like my pupils just expand. They're like the size of my entire eyeball, and all I could see is white. And I just start yelling. I'm making a giant, like, I'm making Manly like uncomfortable how angry I'm getting, because I'm so mad that this guy tried to steal from my friend and then lied to us about it. So make this gigantic scene inside of the restaurant.
Please tell me it was his phone, but it just happened to be ringing at the same time.
No, it 100% was Manly's phone. So we get it back, and then, you know, end up, you know, we tell the story on the air the next day, and the guy ended up, like the regional president of Smashburger calls and is like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, hey, man, it's not your fault. But this guy stole it, and, you know, there's nothing really we could do. And I vented, and I got it out of my system. I just feel bad for the people who were, like, there
trying to get a burger, man. Like, just shut up.
John Manley actually tweeted, Smashburger, you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Sure do.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I've never, like, I was ready to, like, thank God there were no, like, utensils around, because I probably would have stabbed somebody.
With a spork?
With a plastic spork.
One of those straws.
Yeah.
Just trying to get it out of the wrapper.
John said, last time I just melted down, it's when I was walking through the mall, and I got assaulted by 50 people at those damn kiosks. I just lost my mind. Like, leave me alone, people. I don't want to buy your damn hand lotion.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How do I know that my kid is actually a sociopath? Because, like, the doctors say he's fine and healthy, but, like, this kid loves breaking stuff. And not just breaking, but, like, destroying stuff. And he's a monster, and I want to return him.
Message deleted.
I don't think that's how that works.
If you just want to, quote, return your kid, I wonder where he got it from.
Mm-hmm. I love that so much.
You got to remember, your kid's going to be half you.
Yeah.
And you know how awful you are.
Yes.
Just remember that.
That's the thing.
Self-reflection.
Having a kid that's now 3 years old and a toddler, like, she'll do some things where she'll just run across her in attack mode and, like, chuck something at, you know, at an inanimate object most of the time. But I'm like, man, I hope she's not nuts.
She's the one who's going to take care of you when you're old, my friend.
I know. We cool, Sienna.
You gotta be cool, because she'll remember. Mm. Actually, they won't. Like, three. Do you remember anything from being three?
So what's funny is that she will listen on the car ride to school. Mm. And, you know, it's, you know, normally around this time, a little bit before this normally. And we were talking one day about that meth head chick who had scabs on her face.
Oh, yeah.
Did it scar her?
No. She was like, why is daddy talking about me on the radio? Because she tripped at school, and she had a scab on her face. And so she thought we were talking about her because she has scabs on her face.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, no, kid, I didn't call you a meth head on the radio.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. I had really bad acne growing up, and, like, no medication would really help with it. My grandma stepped in with all these weird, like black magic type stuff. Did you ever know anyone who was all about magic or, like, home remedies?
Message deleted.
The homeopathic type stuff, it's garbage. It is. Modern medicine works.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to treat cancer with bleach.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Audrey just gave you the side eye.
She gave me the side eye. I believe in modern medicine. I am not.
I do as well. I'm not like an anti-vaxxer, but at the same time, like, I'm going to probably try some organic things first and then maybe hit the counter after. Like,
crystals are not going to
cure your
warts on your feet.
No, but I'm just saying, if I'm dehydrated, maybe I'll drink water instead of just like going to get like, I don't know.
Well, that you're not sick. You're not sick at that point.
Or
that's
like
a
elderberry for
food.
Flu. Like, I don't know.
Why are you
I'm
dehydrated, Audrey?
Because I like to drink coffee and other drinks. Uh-huh.
All of our problems generate in one place, right here.
What do you mean?
All of our problems.
Oh, just we self-inflict?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, 99% of them.
Yeah, no, what's amazing is that after all of the research and the desperate search that ensues, no one's really figured out how to cure a hangover.
No. Well,
even,
yeah, no, because
even the whole IV thing. Have you ever tried that before?
Yes.
Doesn't work.
Nope.
Garbage.
Pedialyte helps, though.
Water and aspirin and sleep. That's
no,
like,
I can't take pills on a hangover.
I have a friend that swears if you just chug three bottles of water and eat, or chug up two bottles of water and eat three Advil right before you go to bed after a long night of drinking, that you won't wake up with a hangover.
That is dangerous because if you're that drunk where you're like, I need to chug three bottles of water, I'm going to wet the bed.
Wait. Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Who decided to make collecting empty beer bottles a thing? Like, we get it, bro. You drink a lot. So cool. I mean, you should still have a clean apartment, right? Take all the natty cans out. Just make sure you recycle them.
Message deleted.
Funny you mention that, because Audrey just pointed over to Ian's studio. Here he has a large collection of beer cans and bottles
and
on
crickets.
The top. Yeah.
It's just dead crickets.
Well, no, this is all of Mahoney's beer, actually. I'm just archiving it. For, you know, the record books. But I have beer at my house that I just am too lazy to throw away. So I just put them up on my little counter.
Are they empty or are they?
Yeah, they're empty.
Really?
I have a hard time throwing away beer, too. Like, I've got a little beer fridge in my garage, and it's got O'Doul's in there. I'm like, who bought O'Doul's?
Somebody brought it over for a get-together one time 4 years ago.
Somebody was pregnant or something.
They were there sober or something. You know, the...
It's
doing
hard.
Sober October, and they left it in there. But still, I can't bring myself to throw it away. I'm like, maybe I'll need it one day.
It's so hard. It's so hard because I think we went so long, and it was so valuable to us for so many years that the idea of pouring it out. I did this. Like, I had – my house was – like, I had probably 7 years worth of, like, beer in the pantry from when people would come over that we wouldn't drink. We're like, well, maybe we'll need it sometime, or it's in the fridge. It took my wife and I – about an hour and a half to pour out every single beer that we had in the pantry. Cause there was like probably, you know, close to 200 different beers in there. Yeah. And,
can you donate your beers next time? Like you did your DVDs,
but they're
like,
they're skunky though.
Ian?
You don't want a 7 year old IPA.
Ian, would you drink a 7 year old IPA?
I mean, if I was in college, I certainly would.
Yeah. You're not in college anymore though.
No, I know.
That's still poor.
Yeah, no, for real. Give me the beer.
KXTEFM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. Home of the Woo! This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Nah, you're full of it. You always try to make me take my beer home when I'm leaving. You're like, oh, don't forget your beer.
That's because my wife yells at me if it's in the main fridge.
She's like, put that in the garage fridge.
Oh, you got a garage fridge? You fancy.
It's actually a mini fridge. It's one that I've had since college. I'm not even kidding.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So home prices in Southern Nevada here in Las Vegas have reached an all-time high.
Really?
The median house price for an existing home in Las Vegas at the end of September was $310,000. The all-time high in the area before was at $315,000, but they consider a $5,000 window to be about the same. So whether it's $5,000 more or less, it's in the range. So there we go. And this was in June 2006, just before the Great Recession, when local home prices bottomed them out at $112,000 in early 2012. Went from $315,000 to $112,000.
Whoa.
The September median price represents a just over 3% increase from the same month in 2018. Slight increase from August. The median price for a local condo or townhouse, $171,000, nearly identical to what it was the same month in 2018. Fewer homes have been selling this year compared to the previous few years. The association reported 42,876 local property sales in 2018, down from just under 45,000 in 2017. Carpenter said 2019 has been trailing last year's sales pace. A total of 3,430 homes, condos, and townhouses were sold in Southern Nevada last month.
I mean, this is good news that we're back to where we were 13 years ago.
Yeah.
But
not a great sign if it's the omen that the crash is coming again.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's been a lot of economists that say that a slowdown is coming, but not the doom and gloom that
was in 2009.
Well, 2006 is when it started, and then 2007 is when it just
2008
went off the cliff. And
so can I ask you something as an ignorant person who has never owned a home before? And I mean, I was a child really when all of that was going on. What is the crash do whenever you actually own a home, right? So like, does that do anything for the value of your house and you just have to build the value back up?
The value is just a race, so you can't sell your house because you're stuck in it, and now it's worth half of what it was, or in the case of a lot of houses here in Southern Nevada, a third of what it was. So let's say that you bought a house back then for $300,000. Now it's worth $100,000, and you're stuck. But let's say that you have to move, or you get fired because everyone was getting fired as well, downsized, unemployment was rampant.
It was like 30% here.
The unemployment here in Las Vegas during the Great Recession was higher than nationally during the Great Depression.
It was unreal.
It was nuts.
Unreal.
So let's say that you get fired or whatever, but you're still paying the mortgage on a $300,000 house.
You can't pay for it.
But it's only worth $100,000. And so all of a sudden everyone's like, well, screw this. Like, my credit's already hosed anyhow. Like, I'm just giving it back to the bank, or I'm walking away, or I'm doing a short sale. And then all of a sudden all of these houses are vacant. And that's when a lot of the squatter problems started, and neighborhoods that were great before just went to crap. And
you still have to pay the mortgage price on a $315,000 home, even if it's valued at $150,000. That is insane.
That's the loan that you took out. Yep. You paid that price, but it's no longer worth that.
The house was worth that at that point in time.
Yep.
Dave bought, what'd you buy, like the month before the thing hit?
It's like right at the peak.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it was like right 2006.
Right before the crash. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it was December of 2016 is when I closed on my house. And then 2017 is when just went off a cliff.
So the house I lived in with my old roommate, he bought a little bit after you. He built a house, but it was in late 2007. So even at that point,
it was bad, but people thought, oh, well, this is just a dip. It's going to be fine. It can't possibly be this bad. And then it just kept getting
again,
worse
and
worse.
And again, you're looking at like a $300,000 house because that was the average price of a house in the valley at that time. And at the bottom of it, right around the time I was moving out, around 2012, 2013, there were houses, and that house was valued at $98,000.
Less than $100,000.
Wow. I'm just so mad. I wish I had the money then. I should have bought four houses because those houses are now, again, worth close to $300,000.
Right. And that's the problem, is that nobody had
any money
to buy that, except for
rich people.
You think about the super rich people, and then you go, well, wait a minute, why do these recessions keep happening? Oh, it's because the super rich people want the recession to happen, because when the bottom falls out of the economy, everything is on sale.
And so
they can come in and they can just buy up all sorts of real estate and all the
stocks.
All of the normal people are broke and they don't have any money or jobs or anything else. Meanwhile, if you've got $200 million in the bank, you can just swoop in and buy whole neighborhoods and then sit there and wait for it to go back up.
Wait,
and then you sell
years.
It at a premium, and you've just made another few $100 million.
Yep, for just sitting there waiting.
It's dirty, man. It's dirty. Like, don't think for a moment that, like, the uber-rich people don't want the economy to crash. They love recessions because everything goes on sale.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a rough time. It was a rough time in the city. It's like,
but we made it through it, you know. And
we did.
And
we didn't feel like we were going to.
It looks like there's, you know, it's peaking again, but there's also, you know, a lot of diversity in the city, and you know, things outside of just the, you know, people coming to town with expendable cash. That's still a huge part of Las Vegas and the economy here. But
the difference is now it's not people who are moving in from all over the country to come work in the casinos because you could make $100,000 a year being a valet.
Right.
We're seeing a lot of the influx that we're seeing is coming from Southern California, which people are selling their houses and buying houses outright here in Nevada, which, you know, I mean, if we do hit a recession, I think it'll hurt, but it's not going to hurt as bad.
Fingers crossed.
It was the
right?
perfect storm of this was the hottest real estate market in the country, plus all the service jobs, and then everything just died. It was a perfect storm for that to happen. And we showed our true grit as a city, and we got through it.
So somebody just texted over people had bad loans, too, because of the stupid ARM loans that they were doing.
Oh, yeah, and they blow up.
It's like after 5 years, it skyrockets up. So basically you buy a $1 million house and you're only paying a mortgage for basically a $400,000 house. And then it cranks up. And they were doing something, and they brought this back to a degree, which is kind of scary. But it's called stated income. So you don't actually have to prove that your income is a certain amount of money. You just say
it.
That it was a certain
Everybody
amount of
thought
money.
They were going to be a real estate mogul.
And so all of these strippers and just normal average Joes were going out and buying two or three or four houses.
How many people did we know who had like four houses?
A ton of them.
Because and they were like, I make more money than you and I make $24,000 a year. How do you have four houses?
Because they'd run out there and buy all these houses thinking that it was a gold
mine.
They're
going to flip them. Because they made a lot of money that way for a while.
If they got out at the right time,
yeah.
But a lot of people
didn't.
And those were the first ones, of course, to like just jump out of the market as soon as it started to crash. So anyway, good luck. Home ownership's awesome. So the Golden Knights last night unfortunately lost the first game of the season 4-3 to the Bruins.
Tough game
here in Las Vegas. Started out pretty fast, got up 2-0, and then the Bruins scored a couple of goals to tie things up, and then quickly scored a couple of more goals. Vegas got within one, and unfortunately we weren't able to get back in it by tying it up there towards the end of the game.
Long season.
Yeah, we're not going to go 82-0. It's fine.
That's okay.
Bruins are a tough team.
We'll go 81-1.
Resort fees going up at three Caesars hotels here in Las Vegas. And
cool.
There's some actual talk about legislation, like the federal government stepping in on resort fees because it's pretty bad. But Caesars Palace, Nobu Hotel at Caesars are charging $39 in resort fees right now. And that's going to go to $45 per night, $5,102 with tax. Woo. That's just the resort fee. Rio will also increase its nightly resort fee from $32 to $35 or $39.68 with tax. And that just stinks, man. I mean, it's, you know, the more and more of these resort fees that continue to get tacked on at all these places, the more frustrated people get, especially when they book a room online through, say, Orbitz or whatever. And then they come to town and they realize, oh, no, it's an additional $40 a night or $45 a night. And that's before your valet charge, too. So now that's an extra $25 a night. And all of a sudden your room is another $100 a night.
How can they do this? I just don't get how this can even be a thing.
They think they got to meet the bottom line, and this is what happens when companies, they just look at it and they think that they have the only game in the world where, unfortunately for them, you know, that the landscape of how the betting world is changing with sports betting becoming legal in a lot of states and every state having a casino, like, why we aren't the only game in town. We need to be the best, but we also need to be competitive, I think, you know, if we want to continue to grow as a city and see the Strip be the premier destination, because otherwise it's only going to be rich people and they can only spend so much money. And rich people don't like to spend money as much as poor people do.
Or just say that it's not an $89 a night stay. It's a $120-something dollar night stay.
Like, and so there's actually bipartisan legislation that was introduced just a couple of weeks ago. It's called the Hotel Transparency Advertising Act of 2019, which would make it illegal for hotels to advertise a price for the room if it doesn't include all of the fees.
Exactly.
And the, you know, the taxes that come along with a lot of the rooms in different cities, and it's not just Las Vegas. I mean, you go to New York and you get a room and you're going to run into resort fees a lot of times,
yep,
too, and then the parking fees,
Chicago,
are ridiculous, and all of the city taxes and the state taxes and all that comes along with it. Just make it up front. Just stop trying to dupe people.
So yeah, because it's not an $89 stay. It's not like you're – I mean, that's what much you would pay if you're living in Fort Lauderdale – going to like some PCB
beach
on spring break.
Exactly.
With like bed bugs creepy crawling everywhere. Like, you're not getting $89 on the stretch.
Would you like the room with bed bugs? It comes at a discount. You're like, yeah, it's fine.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
The Missed Connection Inspection is about helping people come together and find love. Sometimes it's just a fleeting encounter where they see somebody from across the room, maybe they have a brief conversation, and they realize, man, I really should have doubled down in that moment where we were connected in idle conversation, or maybe me just creepily staring at you from across the bar. I could have asked for your number, but I didn't. And so they take to Craigslist to try to search for that person, even after their opportunity seems gone.
And always it's about feet. Why is it so many, like, toes?
So many
toes.
I saw
your toes across from the bar. didn't get a picture of him too quick.
Makes me want to start wearing open toe shoes.
How about this one? You tell me if this is a little creepy. This one's entitled Starbucks Southern Belle. Your accent is adorable. I overheard that you just moved here for pro wrestling school and that the Wi-Fi in your Airbnb was terrible. Seems like you're listening an awful lot, buddy. I was going to come up, and then I saw you walk out. I usually get to see you in the morning, but saw you FaceTiming your son, and I had to get to work, so didn't want to interrupt in the moments that I did see you. I overheard you tell your son that you were working extra jobs to fly back for Christmas. I also overheard you talking about struggling to pay tuition for this month.
So he heard everything.
Not a creep. Your voice just carries when you're on the phone. Sure. I've never seen somebody study a restaurant menu like you did. You take everything so very seriously. Let me help you out. You can save your money and stay with me rent-free. I'll help you with your pro wrestling tuition. I hope you see this. Maybe I need to order some Postmates.
I wish her luck with pro wrestling school.
Creepy, there is, man. Just
anytime a guy says that he's not a creep, he's a creep. I feel like that's the number one thing creeps say is I'm not a creep.
It's also like the, not to sound racist, but you know,
yeah, immediately a racist statement is coming.
Yes, every time.
Immediately.
This one's entitled Barbara. You owned a little shop in downtown. We met, flirted, even went out for wine, a glass too much. You were divorced. I was your potential boy toy. The age difference, at least 15 years. We made out in your car in the parking lot.
Hell yeah.
That French kiss still resonates. Mm. As did your action when I told you that you're hotter than F. You laughed and then pulled my face back to your mouth. You still owe me a weekend lunch. I like that there's just some dude out there looking for Barb.
Of course her name's Barbara.
Yeah. He was upset that he didn't get to be her boy toy. I love that. I could have been.
I could have been your boy toy.
Good for you, Barbara.
When was the last time any of you made out furiously in a car?
Like, was 15.
Right? It's a terrible place to make out.
Like, if you're with a woman who's 15 years older than you, and this guy's already old enough, too, you're going to break a hip.
Yeah, I mean,
like, that is the least comfortable place to do it.
It's the worst, because who's leaning over first? You know what I mean? Like, you got to go over the entire, one stick shift.
If it was the 70s and we had those front row couch seats,
because
if we had a 1987 Cutlass and we could get in the back, things would be on.
But making out in a car, you got the thing back there, and like there's hard plastic all over the place, and it's an impossible place to escalate things. If things are going really well in your makeout sesh, you can't take things to the next. It's not impossible.
Unless you have like a Suburban with like a blow up mattress.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great.
I mean,
I'm well past the age of wanting to hook up in a car, regardless of how turned on I am.
But I mean, like, whenever you got your first car.
The perverts ruined the van, man. That was the perfect place. It was an apartment on wheels with a little porthole to the outside world and hopefully a mural on the side of it.
No way. If somebody came up to my house in a minivan,
No.
The conversion van.
Not even a just a straight up van.
Yeah. I mean, not the windowless like that spray painted free candy.
Also, I'm not getting into that car.
Come on. Let's hang out.
Free puppies, maybe. But candy, no way.
I've never showed Audrey the my dad's van. Have you ever showed you my dad's van from back in the day?
I think so, but remind me. Oh, yeah, that's sex.
Give us some details. What does this look like?
Describe. That's my parents' wedding day back in the 70s.
Climbing into that on their wedding day. First of all, your mother looks beautiful. Your dad in those bell bottoms,
white bell bottoms.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
But what is on the side of this? So, first of all, that looks like
it's a white van, and does it have windows?
It's got like a city skyline.
It doesn't have a porthole. All right.
Wrigley's. It's like people walking down the hustle and bustle of St. Louis. The downtown cities, but what is this like strip of like
that looks
wallpaper?
like one of those rugs? What are those rugs called? The Indian rugs?
They used to make those look like living rooms.
Hell
man.
Yeah,
the inside
they did.
Of those things.
But don't forget the shag carpet that's literally covering the entire side of the door.
Can you imagine having shag carpeting in your vehicle?
Yeah.
Your door of all places, just like lightly caressing your calf.
Man, those were the days.
you think it's a spider on your leg? Yeah.
We missed out, man. That's all I'm saying. We missed out.
This one's entitled Cows. You once told me you love cows. I was in front of you today, and I saw you watching. I love the braided pigtails, by the way.
Ew.
If you're interested, don't be shy. Just tell.
Mm.
What? This one titled, You Yelled at the Kids on the Bus. You told them to move back. Our eyes met and some kind of unspoken agreement was transferred. Maybe not. Let me know.
Maybe not. Could have just been your blind rage at those idiots on the bus.
Extremely tall blonde at Target. Wow, you're extremely tall and attractive. This isn't the first time I saw you. Hope you see this and are looking for a connection or something. If interested, please tell me how tall you are.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
If I was that tall blonde, I'd be like, you ain't tall enough to ride this ride.
No way.
Like, yes, bitch.
Also, if
don't
you're
lead a- with that, man. Start with the beautiful and tall.
Don't ever compliment a woman on her height. No, I don't think any woman out there loves that, right? I feel like,
not really.
Especially if you're like 6'5".
No, because they're going to be searching for somebody 7'2" at that point.
Yeah.
Well, and even that, it's not like you accomplish something by being tall.
We're not
you're
a carny ride, okay?
Well.
It's Pop Trash.
So, Caitlin Upton. If that sounds familiar, you're probably thinking of Kate Upton, which we're not talking about.
She's married to Justin Verlander, right?
Yeah, Kate Upton is.
Yeah.
Caitlin Upton is a young lady who also was married, but she is famous for being the former Miss Teen USA contestant from South
She's
Carolina.
She's 30 now?
She's 30 now, yeah.
That was that long ago? I guess she was 19.
Yeah.
When she won Miss South Carolina. That was a... Oh, wow.
But let's relive her amazing answer that rocketed her to international fame.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Whew, thank you very much, South Carolina.
I know she got a lot of grief for that, but that's no different than what most politicians do.
Yeah.
You know, they
it just
ask,
wasn't quite as polished.
Well,
you ask
she
a question,
was a teenager.
And you start saying something totally different.
Like yeah,
she was a kid anyway, so she's hammered out her divorce settlement. And, you know, they've been going through this for a little while now, as it takes time. But her biggest concern were the family dog and her frequent flyer miles. According to the documents, she's leaving the marriage with a bank account that is worth $263 and their husky Aurora. She also gets to keep her frequent flyer miles and her personal property.
She's got more than $213, whatever. That might just be a joint account. Like, I'm on her Instagram right now. And
no, yeah. She's doing fine. It's... They also co-own a gym called Uptone Fitness, and he's buying her out for $50,000. Charles gets a leased 2019 Audi A4,
yeah.
Two personal bank accounts worth $4,400, and one business account worth $22,000.
Why is this all public? Why is this all public knowledge?
I don't know. I think, I mean, through court filings, you have to do it, and I guess that they...
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, like, this stuff gets outed all the time with celebrities, but like she's not really a celebrity.
She was on The Amazing Race, Dave.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
And I actually like that show.
And you should probably follow her on Instagram.
She's pretty good. Pretty good at the old Instagram.
Katie Upton, K-A-I-T-E Upton.
She's definitely cute. She's got a good Instagram.
Yeah, she's got, that's a good Instagram.
Wait, what is that weird picture? What is that weird picture with her doing a downward dog with her dog
follow,
behind
follow,
her?
No,
that's a
goat.
That's a goat.
That's a goat?
Follow, oh, my God. Double follow.
Where's the screaming goat?
Just Ian screaming in the background.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah.
That is a goat doing a downward
fine.
Dog on
10, 10, 10, 10.
She's only got 35,000 followers, but she needs a lot more. I mean, she's got three more now.
Whoa, those are booty cheeks.
Yeah, she's talented.
Now he's turning his computer around for this. Hey, that's your butthole.
There's a phone there.
That deserves more than $200 in your bank account, ma'am.
Man,
that's $100 a cheek.
What's her Venmo? She's only got one friend who I'm in common with who follows her.
And who is that?
Our old friend Stryker from LA.
Of course.
He probably knows her though.
Yeah, no, I'm sure she's based in South.
LA.
Oh, she moved out to LA.
She lives in LA. Okay. She lives in LA.
So Snoop Dogg has responded to backlash over his risque University of Kansas performance. he said, "The audience enjoy that S. You know that I don't give an F."
That's what I do, baby.
It's Snoop Dogg, man.
Yeah. You also know what you got.
It always surprises me when I learn that Snoop Dogg's only 47 years old. Seems like, I know, right? It seems like he's been around.
He was like 17 when he started.
For 40 years, doesn't
like
it?
92,
he's not
yeah.
just 47.
He's 47 years old.
He easily looks 60.
He looks like hell, but I mean, he's ran the wheels off that thing pretty good.
I feel like Snoop Dogg kind of looks the same. He's looked the same for like the last 25 years.
Maybe that's it. 25 years ago, he looked 40.
He looked older, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
well, I mean, the only thing that's changed, I guess, is his face. His hair, he's still rocking those pigtails. That's it? No?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a huge Snoop Dogg fan.
But you know what you get when you book Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I mean, you can't book Snoop Dogg at the University of Kansas
and be shocked when he
sings, like, what?
Drop it like it's hot with some
pole dancer.
He
brought a stripper with him?
Pole dancer, Dave. Pole dancer.
She's wearing a thong.
Pole dancer. Was she topless? Not a stripper. Was she taking things off?
She didn't have to completely strip down. She stripped down some, though. No. Yeah, she had tearaway pants on, man.
Pole dancer.
Did she really whip those off?
Duh.
Welcome to Alternative Theater.
Jennifer is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Do you feel prepared?
I am prepared enough, I believe.
Showered, shaved, ready to go?
Yes.
Shaved?
Excellent.
I actually did shave.
I shaved my back last night. fit into these tights.
It is a strange hat you have on as well, my friend, but you look magnificent.
Thank you.
Your first time having a thespian experience?
It is.
Well,
you never thought about having a thespian experience when you were in college?
Before college, possibly, but you know.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, you didn't capitalize on it then. Now is your opportunity to do so. We've got three very popular alternative songs from over the years. You're trying to figure out what they are. The artist and the song, you get a full point. The artist or the song, you get a half point. You're trying to get two out of three in order to be our winner today. Please wait until we tell you that we are done with the performance on each one, because Mahoney will melt down if you interrupt his performance.
The talent demands respect, Jennifer.
Understand.
Like, yes, master.
All right, here we
God,
go.
It's <clears throat>
Performance number one.
Scene one.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time.
The green light flashes. Churning and burning. They yearn for the cup.
They deftly maneuver and they muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank.
Reckless and wild! They pour through the turns. Their powers and potent and secretly stern.
As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The
heels ring, nose empty.
You skipped a line, man. The fans get up and they get out of town.
Sorry. That was the first time that's ever happened to me.
Sure it is. I'll just clean up.
Happened. These things happened. The arena is empty. Except for one man. Still driving. Striving as fast as he can.
The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup.
But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
And see.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
Jesus.
That was my bad. I got excited, Dave.
It happens.
These things happen. Accidents happen.
What do you got for us, Jennifer?
I think that's Going the Distance.
Close enough. It's Just the Distance, but yes, it's Cake. So full point for you there. Well done.
Ooh, all right.
This thespian experience is going great for you. Okay, here we go. On to number two.
I'm already a little bit winded. If I'm going to be honest. I don't know how the second round's going to go.
Let's see. take a 15-minute break if you need to.
We're doing this one.
Stretch it out.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yep. Okay. I had visions. I was in them. I was looking in the mirror.
To see a little bit clearer. Rottenness and evil in me.
Fingertips have memories. Mine can't forget the curves of your body.
And when I feel a little bit naughty, I run it up the flagpole and see who salutes.
I'm not sick, but I'm not well. And I'm so hot because I'm in hell.
I've been around the world and found that only stupid people are pretty.
This doesn't rhyme at all. A really poorly written song.
Or maybe we just did a bad job.
No, I think we did fine.
Oh, it's my okay. God. Read the line again about being naughty. That was great.
Doesn't lend itself to a fine Victorian performance.
What do you got there, Jennifer?
Is it Harvey Danger? Oh my goodness. I think it's called Flagpole Sitter.
It is. It is. You nailed it. Wow. I'm impressed.
You have suspicious eyes over there. Uh-huh. You have suspicious eyes over there, Mahoney.
Uh-huh. What do you mean? Uh-huh. What's wrong with you, man? Nothing. Congratulate her on the win. That's her first thespian experience. Okay. She knocked it out of the park.
Okay.
She did great.
I think Jennifer over here is a bit of an adulterer.
You think she's cheating?
I think she's stepping out.
Maybe she's just a big fan. Maybe she's just an exceptionally good thespian.
I don't think so. Lack of enthusiasm.
The last one was hard.
It was hard. Mm-hmm. Thank you for saying that.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So a Pennsylvania homeowner was a little bit surprised to find a naked milk-drinking individual, a stranger, singing in his kitchen.
Drinking milk? Sounds like a little hard task.
Please say that, Pennsylvania homeowner went to investigate the sound of singing coming from the first floor of his home early Monday, only to find a naked man drinking milk in his kitchen.
Naked.
Erie police say the homeowner heard the singing about 3 a.m. He grabbed his pistol, headed down the stairs to find the man sitting on his kitchen floor.
Oh!
Somebody!
He needs some milk!
The homeowner called police and the man was taken into custody. Authorities say the suspect appeared to be under the influence of an undisclosed substance and was acting confused.
What do you consume as a drug that makes you crave milk?
Pot.
You're not that high where you're breaking into somebody's house getting naked. Like, it's got to be PCP. Bath salts or something like that.
Don't tell me how I like to have a good time. Does right. a body good, Dave. It does a body good.
An Arizona man shot himself in the face while firing at the ceiling, trying to get his neighbors upstairs to be quiet.
How exactly does that happen?
An unidentified man located in Phoenix initially paid his upstairs neighbors a visit after he became, quote, upset with them on Sunday night. He banged on the door, yelling at them, trying to make contact during the argument about 11:20 p.m., according to the Phoenix police sergeant. The man then headed back down to his apartment, still upset. He allegedly retrieved a weapon and fired several shots into the ceiling and somehow in the process also shot himself in the face.
Good. Good.
Investigators say he is transported to the hospital in critical condition. No one else, thankfully, was injured in the incident.
If you're going to fire a gun randomly at your apartment neighbors who live above you, I'm glad you shot yourself in the face, you dummy.
Maybe I would prefer, like, a leg or...
Wing yourself, yeah.
An arm. Yeah. Face is scary.
This is a valuable lesson for him to learn. Hopefully, you don't decide to just start popping off rounds at random again because people are being loud. Use a broom like the rest of us.
A broom.
A Florida man got arrested for trying to get an alligator drunk.
That's against the law?
It should be animal cruelty. PETA.
Timothy Kepke, 27.
Animal cruelty? Like, what was going on with Spuds McKenzie in the 80s?
Right? He fed
you
the...
You don't know who Spuds McKenzie is, do you?
Sure I do, for sure.
He was a dog who loved to party.
What brand did he represent?
Airbuds.
Airbuds?
Mm-hmm. Airbud.
Airbud.
Mm-hmm. He was an Airbud 3.
Yep.
He was the drunk friend who got Airbud
led him off the tracks. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. He was like, come over with me.
We'll party Airbud. With all these chicks, wear these Hawaiian shirts, be dogs, drink Budweiser.
Yep.
It's Budweiser. It's Budweiser.
Oh, for sure.
He was, he was the party animal.
Yeah. Get it? Party animal. It was a simpler time.
They just put dogs in t-shirts and they put chicks in bikinis and beer sold itself back in the 80s. That's how it worked.
Didn't have to, there was no White Claw back then.
No.
So this individual,
which also would probably get us buying it too, dogs and
for sure. You put a
other chicks
a
hanging out
in
with
a White Claw shirt, sold.
Done.
This guy told authorities he had consumed a few beers earlier in the day before he decided to feed the gator some beer to see if he could get him drunk. After the beer feeding, which was recorded, because of course it was, the duo released the animal back into the wild. So it wasn't even their pet gator. It was just one that they caught. They're like, let's give it some beer. Authorities obtained the video, though it's unclear how. And on September 17th, they confronted this man at his house where he admitted to the crime. The woman who was with the two men confirmed that, yeah, sure enough, he'd given the alligator beer, which I guess is against the rules, so they arrested him.
I mean, I don't feel like it should be against the law to feed an alligator beer. I really don't. I feel like there's much worse crimes out there. I mean,
than abusing an animal.
Well, the gator probably consented to it. You know what I mean? Maybe the gator wanted a party. Wanted to get down.
A couple times.
I just worry about what a drunk gator does afterwards. That's the only like downside. Like
what if they're cool drunk though? Like normally,
just chills out.
If you get too close to a pond, like it's gonna jump out and bite your face off. Uh-huh. But
probably
miss
because he's drunk.
Yeah, but if the drunk gator, he's probably just like cruising around the pond doing the backstroke, just chilling, just a happy drunk. Maybe he's got like one of those little inner tubes, or a floaty that looks like another gator that he's floating on.
He's got to sign up.
I don't see gators being polite, fun, friendly drunks, though.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're such a-holes when they're not drunk. Maybe they just need to take the edge off.
Yeah, they live a hard life, man. People, they're just misunderstood, and they, you know.
They're just very confused. They're like, I'm a dinosaur. What am I doing here?
Everybody wants to make me into boots.
Oh. I'm pissed, too.
I mean, those are some. I do want a pair of gator skin boots.
So a woman burned down a historic tree while smoking meth. She gets arrested again. Records show the deputies executed a search warrant of a home on Friday, found 22 grams of meth in a red plastic container in a washing machine. So really, I mean, went above and beyond to hide it, put it in a container in a washing machine. They still found it. An additional 16 grams of meth in a plastic drawer in a room belonging to this woman, whose name is Sarah. Deputies say that she was arrested and charged with trafficking meth. In 2002, she climbed inside of a hollow 3,500-year-old cypress tree named the Senator. The tree was named the Senator. In Big Tree Park in Longwood to smoke meth with a friend and lit a fire so she could see better. The flames spread and destroyed the 3,500-year-old tree. That sounds was 120 feet tall.
Say, that sounds like the worst Rube Goldberg ever. It's like, I'm gonna light a fire inside of a tree to smoke meth.
You don't meet many meth heads named Sarah, either.
Sarah with no H, though.
Oh, yeah, she's a meth head.
Yeah, for sure.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, you guys are looking for a lake property right down on Lake Mead. If you go down through Boulder City and you go down by the entrance station on that side, that little mobile home park there, they have the mobile homes that come up for sale, but they're government regulated. So there's a moratorium on the price that they can charge for them. So, hey, there you go.
Did that guy sound more and more like moose-like as he started to talk? Did anybody else notice that?
Oh, yeah, let's just go fishing, you and I. We'll just hang out. Catch some bass.
Do we have bass in Lake Mead?
I don't think there's bass in Lake Mead. I don't even really know exactly what kind of fish are in Lake
Mead. Scary ass fish near the docks.
I know there's a bunch of creepy ass catfish that hang out near the docks. You ever been down there?
No.
Oh man, they swarm
They'll
all over
eat
the
anything.
Place.
Well, yeah, they're
bottom feeders.
Bottom feeders.
But in this case, they came up to the top because a bunch of people, you know, toss them. Chips and stuff that they brought in the boats or whatever, they just throw them in. It gets to the point where there's so many of them at the top of the water that that's all you can see. It just looks like a mattress of brown
How
fish.
How much
it's gross.
Would it take for you to cannonball into a fish swarm like that?
I mean, is this after I'm coming off the lake when I'm drunk? Because $40.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. Now, don't give me the cliche, age is just a number here. All right, I don't want that answer. I'm looking for your actual opinions. What is the exact age that a person is considered old to you? Is it like 55 or 70? What?
Message deleted.
I know that you don't want to hear this answer, but I mean, I really do know 55-year-olds who are more vibrant than a lot of 30-year-olds that I know. It really depends on your attitude, depends on how active you are, your sense of adventure. I mean, Mahoney is trying his hardest to be 85 years old right now.
I want to retire. I just don't have the money.
Yeah, and you know, generally it's like you've accomplished something in your career.
I don't feel like I need to accomplish anything. I just want to retire.
You don't want to make the world a better place? You don't want to make people's lives better on a day-to-day basis?
How am I going to do that?
I mean, hopefully you're doing it right now. But,
oh, is this what that?
I mean, if you're stopping such a curmudgeon, such an old grump.
No, I think the difference is that is an answer that always changes. I think when I was 18, I thought 40 was old. Now that I'm 38, I feel like 68 is like old.
20 years older than you are feels old.
20 to 30 years older feels like, you know, like older than your parents. Right. That's how I generally gauge it. You know, like somewhere between my parents and my grandparents' age. Because my grandparents, no matter what age I was, even, you know, they were like 40 in their mid-40s when I was born. They're not old, but like to me, that was old, and they were old my entire life. So even now at 38, they're in their 80s. That's, you know, 70s and 80s. You know, it feels old. So I think it's a number that always changes.
Audrey?
Yeah, like, well, same, but 65.
65?
So I'm going to put like an actual number on it. I feel like that's whenever the ailments start kicking in and like the replacements of your hips and your knees. And
retirement happens.
Yeah.
Ian, what do you think?
You know, I'm kind of with you guys, but if I had to put a number on it, 82.
82 is pretty
old. 82 is old.
What do you think? That's like old, old.
Well, that's what the question was.
What do you think old is to a 22-year-old?
40. 40s.
35?
Yeah. 40? 40. So I was talking to my grandma not too long ago. She's 99.
Yeah, that's old.
99 years old. That's old.
It's a good run.
But she was talking about all of these kids in her book club.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, how old are these kids? And she's like, one's 67 and the other one's 73. And I'm like, well, to you, I guess they are kids. 73-year-old kid.
We were in Chicago, what was it, 2 years ago at like a morning show conference.
Yeah.
And the guy who ran it, this guy, Don Anthony, who's been around in radio for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Comes up to me and you. Do you remember this? And it was another radio guy down in San Diego who's been around radio since you and I were born. He's like, I'm so glad you kids are showing up. And we're like, we're almost
like 40.
And we're 20 years in this business. What are you talking about?
You young whippersnappers are coming in here. You're gonna
like, I'm on the twilight of my career. It's not going up.
I peaked, my friend.
It's a long time ago.
It's all downhill from here.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Unpopular opinion here. I hate Will Smith. Convince me otherwise. You won't. He sucks.
Message deleted.
Will Smith's kind of corny.
I don't think that's an unpopular opinion. I think you're just trying to be...
You're trying to be hipster hating on Will Smith, and it's a little too late for that. You missed the boat.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as he started foisting his kids on us, it was over.
Yeah. At that point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Will Smith back in the day, like, Fresh Prince Will Smith was awesome. And even a bunch of his movies, Independence Day, like, he made some fun movies. But I don't know if Will Smith was ever cool. He was, like, the coolest. He's, like, the guy that your parents thought was cool.
Yeah.
He was never actually cool himself. He just was, like.
Yeah, the parents just don't understand.
He is the coolest hip-hop artist that I know that sings those PG songs.
He does not curse.
He doesn't need to. He's that talented.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Las Vegas, this is
Matt from News, and you're
listening
Miami.
To the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What'd you say?
Bienvenidos un Miami.
Bienvenidos a Miami.
Welcome to Miami. Yeah. That's in the song.
But did you say it right?
No, probably not. Right. I don't know.
He said, Bienvenidos, Mami,
Mami. Bienvenidos,
Mami,
Mami.
Un Miami.
It's not un.
I think it's un.
Bienvenidos a Miami.
Yeah, whatever. It's all awesome.
It's not.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So out of all of the people in this world, especially in America, because that's where the survey was done, who do you think has the most sex?
Basketball players.
Basketball players is correct.
NBA players.
Yes.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yes, that one guy has more sex than everyone. Farmers having more sex than any other profession. The new study conducted by a company found that 33%, it's of course a sex toy company, found that 33% of farmers get intimate at least once a day.
I really hope it's with humans.
Once a day? Once a day? Like, then what are you doing? Like, that seems a little excessive, right?
33% once a day? For sure it is.
A third of farmers. What are they, like, seven? Like, what? Are they all just, like, cracked out of their mind on Farmers Only? Just swiping?
There's not much else to do when you're living this simple life procreate and tend to your animals and your crops.
You're working the fields.
Yeah. And then you come home after a hard, long day of work and you say, get over here, woman.
But like, if you're not harvesting crops, like, are you just like waiting? Like, I know this sounds dumb, but like, maybe that is what they like is because like you harvest like what, once a year? You plant once a year. You harvest once a year most of the time, right?
But if it's somewhere in between there, yeah, what are you doing? Yeah. I don't know.
Feed the farm.
Sorry for being ignorant to all you farmers that are listening. A whopping 67% of farmers claim to be, quote, incredible in the bedroom, compared with 63% of doctors, 43% of architects, and 40% of journalists. A full 60% of journalists are like, I'm not so great.
Because they're being honest, right? Do we really think that doctors are really laying the vaults down correctly?
I mean, probably down the pipe not. Correctly? Every doctor that I've ever met is creepy. Or old as hell, right? Like, isn't that usually, you know, outside of your brother's wife, you know, outside of her, she's the only young doctor I know.
Like, I would like to know some young doctors.
All doctors have to be young. I mean, you know, Gainey's a doctor, technically.
He's a pharmacist,
He's a doctor of pharmacology.
He's basically a drug dealer.
But he's got a diploma saying he's a doctor. A Florida man miraculously survived after he collapsed in extreme heat and was lying unconscious for 7 hours in a parking lot with fire ants crawling all over his
face.
This
sounds like the possible worst scenario that you could imagine. You're in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get found for 7 hours.
No, just stop right there.
You're just coming in a line like, hey, man, come get some meat. I was like, whoa, okay, this is a bad way to go out. They had never seen anything like it before, and I barely had any life in me when I got there. I definitely should have did it a different way. That New York pride, man, it's just like, I don't need no help, man. I can do this on my own.
Well, yeah, you're wrong about that part. So he is working as a security guard at Raymond James Stadium, which is where the Tampa Bay Bucks play. And he had a seizure in the parking lot, and he fell in between two cars, and that's why nobody saw him. And I assume that it was probably...
It was a grassy area.
Yeah, it was a grassy area, and all these fire ants just come, and they start crawling all over
his face.
And yeah.
They're calling this a miracle.
Yeah, by the time he woke up, he was about 60 pounds lighter and partially blind in the left eye.
Were they eating his eyes?
Oh, yeah, he lost an eye.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't lose it. He went blind in it, though. But he was so happy and well-adjusted for his face getting eaten by fire ants.
Yep.
I don't think I would be that...
7 hours.
I don't think I would be that happy. I would be like, I probably should have just...
Do we think he could feel it happening?
Yeah.
Ow.
I think you pass
out.
You
see the eyeball?
Point.
Like, you just see an ant crawling and it's like eating
No.
I just hope it's after he clocked in, though, you know? I mean, because if he didn't even like get to work that day.
No, it was when he was leaving.
Oh, really? So he'd already clocked out. Dang it.
Does that count for, like, workers' comp? Like, do you get...
Maybe. So a California mom has admitted to having adult relations with her two teenage daughters' friends while they were school-age boys, 14 and 15.
Hey.
Coral Lytle, 42, seduced both boys in the fall of 2017, driving them 15 miles between their homes in order to meet them for these illicit encounters. Like, that's the thing, is everyone sort of chuckles about it when it's a 42-year-old woman and it's a couple of young boys because you're like, yeah, the boys wanted it. It's still rape.
It's still absolutely rape.
Like, you're still definitely doing something that's wildly inappropriate and awful and messing these kids up. One of the victims say that they had sex with her three times, the last time on October 5th, but stopped the meetings because feelings of guilt towards her husband that they also knew.
So they stopped it. Like, you know that's messed up.
She's asking the victims to come sneak out at night, so she would drive over to their houses and tell the boys to sneak out and come meet her.
This is what I don't understand. Like, if you're looking to step out on your spouse and or cheat on your husband, there's like any dude anywhere. Like, you don't have to go for a 14-year-old. That's what...
Just go to a bar. Just go to your local bar.
Get an app. Tinder.
The woman blamed low self-esteem and the passing of her sister, which is why she was depressed.
There's no excuse for
it. Records show that her husband filed divorce paperwork within days of her arrest.
Yeah.
The way that she got busted is the way that they all get busted, because they're morons, is one of the kids' parents found the naked photos that she'd been sending them on their phone.
She sent them nudes.
What
on earth?
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, I look at it like, yeah, I mean, definitely like you reverse the genders and then there's a monstrous outrage. But I think there's a reason why a lot of men don't get angry at that is because you put ourselves in the role of a 15 when we were 15 and we were just giant, horny balls of garbage.
But I mean, like, 15-year-old girls are the same way, but like for some reason, it's like,
no,
oh, well, the guys.
No, we're way worse, though. At 15, guys are way worse because our
skeezy 15-year-old chicks when I was 15.
Well, I'm just saying that like we look at it in that way, but we don't. We also can't judge our mental state at that. Like you look back now as an adult,
and that would have messed you up.
Well, I don't know if it would mess me up, but I was not making clear decisions at 15.
All right, so but yes, I get it. Hormones, whenever. For whatever gender you are, but that does not excuse the fact that the adults
know right or wrong in the situation.
She's wrong, 100%. She's a dirtbag. She deserves to be arrested. Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
And finally, on Friday morning, three Spanish maritime patrol officers attempted to intercept a boat with suspected narcotics on it off the coast of Spain, and the agent's boat went, quote, out of control and hit the side of the suspect's vessel, and the officers fell into the sea. The suspects turned around and rescued the three police officers. As a helicopter then came over and hovered over the area, the crew of the helicopter realized the imminent danger for the civil guards and required the occupants of the other vessel to support them by public address. So basically, this helicopter shows up, and the bad guys were already turning around to go help the cops, but then they're like, all right, you got to finish this job, like actually get them out of the water. And sure enough, they did.
Are they going to be lenient on their sentence?
I don't know. They had 80 bundles of hashish weighing more than 3 tons that were found in the sea.
Yeah, what is hashish?
Hash.
That's the good stuff, man. But yeah, it's hash. What? So essentially, it's THC particles. It's like pollen all combined into one smokable.
Pollen?
Yes.
So it's like really strong weed.
Really, really strong.
Really, really, really strong. Yeah. Yeah.
It's good stuff, man.
Did you hear how he started going into a character?
Yeah
really, really strong, bro.
Really strong, awesome.
Have you smoked hashish before?
Yeah, multiple times. And then I've saved some cops as they were drowning also.
Did you?
Yeah.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
You're the hero we didn't know we needed.
I think.
None of that actually happened. You're just sitting in your living room hallucinating.
That's all that was, yeah.
Somebody sprinkled something weird on my hashish.
You're listening to the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Wait, are you serious?
No, I do. I seriously love the way smell. I love the way that a dude looks whenever he goes. I think it's sexy.
Okay.
I'm here for it. Okay.
All right.
But it's true.
Couple bleeps in there.
Yep.
I love it. I really, really, really do. Like, because it reminds me of like going to the horse races back home and the guys would always just be dressed up dapper.
Don't give it away.
I'm not.
All right.
And I'm not.
I'm not.
Walking around with a big old one of these.
Uh-huh. So.
Oh, God.
At
the horse races, huh?
702-791-1075 is the phone number. Audrey loves when a dude has one of these. Sometimes in his hand, sometimes in his mouth.
Pocket.
They smell great.
Body, over your
they
ear.
They smell so good.
What is it? The first person with the correct answer, a 4-pack of tickets to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival that is starting not tomorrow, but the following day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
so
October the 11th through the 13th at Sunset Park. You get to choose which day you go with your 4-pack of tickets. First come, first serve on that. X107.5, good morning. What does Audrey just love the smell of?
Yeah, I do.
Where are you calling for? Are you in the bathroom?
How did you know?
You calling us pooping?
Dude, I can hear the echo.
Dude, is he on the toilet right
now? Are you taking a poop right now?
Sitting on a toilet.
Perhaps.
I feel like that's probably the best place to listen to this show.
All right.
Probably.
Congratulations, man. What's your name?
Jimmy.
You getting ready for work today or something? You just listening to us in the bathroom?
That's correct.
My man.
You gotta go.
Appreciate it.
Hey, man. He had to get those Renaissance tickets.
That's great. All right, that's going to do it for us. Happy birthday, Audrey. I didn't even know that today was your birthday until a couple of minutes ago when somebody walked in and said happy birthday to you, so happy birthday.
We don't do presents.
It's true.
We have a hard fast rule, just so you know. So not
Are you saying that just because you forgot it was my birthday? It's okay. No, it's okay.
Maybe.
Thank you very much.
Dave and I never get each other. We never get anything. So
Just okay. So that way there's not that obligation that you have to get somebody.
I wasn't expecting to like walk in and like have balloons everywhere and just like,
you mean like,
oh my God,
what
I
you
didn't
did on Dave's birthday?
This. Yeah, wow, what happened?
Like
but
there
it was 40. That was 40.
That was 40. That was a big birthday. You're 28?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Wow, Dave, you really dropped the ball on this one.
Oh, you're going to put this on me? No, this is your birthday. No. I do odd years. This is an even year. Yeah.
I was, no, we didn't do anything for my birthday.
Guys, it's fine.
You weren't here for your birthday. You always leave town for your birthday.
I'm polite enough to leave town on my birthday.
Guys, it's fine.
You also always leave town on my birthday, you son of a bitch. Yeah. My 40th birthday and hanging out with all my best friends except for Mahoney. Never around.
You're
shirtless.
Welcome.
We all remember it. Shirtless,
that's
too.
That's right. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See ya.
So inconsiderate, Dave.
Screw you, man.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.